Friends, would you please join me in the prayer for illumination? Holy Spirit, settle our hearts and minds as we read the scriptures today. Help us to hear them in a new way. May our meditations and actions be acceptable to God, and may the peace of Christ be with us. Amen. So Jesus came and proclaimed peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him, both of us have access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are citizens with the saints, and also members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. In him, the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built together spiritually into a dwelling place for God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We are a divided people. We are a divided people. We are polarized politically, as events even from this past week make very clear. We are divided in the church. An example is from the United Methodists, whose members are debating whether they can even remain together, divided as they are over LGBTQ+ inclusion and marriage. We all have differing views on policies and plans, and we discuss or argue them in ways that are not always civil or productive. There are very deep divisions in all aspects of our lives. But today we affirm our unity in Christ as we gather around a table, as we participate in a meal. We are fed by Christ, the one who is our peace. So peace to you who were far off, and peace to you who are near. Today, we're going to be sharing this message of peace and unity in an unusual way. We'll be sharing three stories, three peace tales, and they are from a book called Peace Tales by Margaret Mead MacDonald. These are stories from all around the world. The first is from the Skagit, the native people of the Pacific Northwest. And the second two are tales from China. Now, I do mean that we are sharing these stories because you have a role to play in the first tale. First of all, I need to see you hold a long, long pole. All right, very good. Yes, a long, long pole, all right? You can set it down for now, but get it ready for when you need it, all right? I will let you know. The second thing is we need to learn a word, right? Repeat after me, Yahao. All right? Its meaning will become clear as I go through the tale, but this is how I'm going to cue you. When you see my hand go up like this, everybody will say, Yahao. Ready? Yahao. Just to make sure you're ready. All right. This is called Lifting the Sky. A long time ago, the Creator was traveling. As he traveled, his face was shining so brightly, no one could see his face. As he traveled, he carried in his hands many, many languages. And to each group, he gave a very special language. Everywhere he walked, he presented that group with the very special language. He arrived at the Puget Sound area. He stood and he looked around. "This is such a beautiful, beautiful land. I need go no further. I can stop right here, because this is the most beautiful land in the world." And in his hands, he still carried many, many languages. So now he tossed those languages in all directions. Now the people didn't understand one another. There were so many different languages. And the Creator had left the sky too low. Tall people were bumping their heads against the sky. And some of them were climbing into the sky world, and this was not appropriate. There was a time to go into the sky world, and not just whenever you felt like it. "How can we fix this problem?" the people worried. "The Creator has left the sky too low, and we all don't understand one another. How can we fix this problem when we don't have a common language?" Well, now wise people gathered, and they said to the listening people, "There is a way. We can all learn one word. One word. Yahow. It means to proceed, to go ahead. We could each prepare a long, long pole, and then we can fix this problem. So, each one of us is going to fix a long, long pole. There are still trees that can be made into long, long poles, so each one of you will help. You know the word. Yeah. All right. Now, you are preparing for yourself a long pole, and everything happens four times. That is the magic number. So now, all the people have been gathered. They have all learned this one word. Now you are all going to put your poles to the sky all together. The sky went up only a little bit. Everyone has to put their backs to their poles. The sky went up only a little bit further. Who is not pushing? We have to push harder. And maybe you all have to use a big voice. It went up a little further, four times. Maybe someone is still not pushing hard enough. This is the last time. Oh, we did it! Because everyone worked with one heart, with one mind, with a common goal, you pushed the sky up where it still is today. Work together and work toward a common cause, and you can do a lot with one word. We have one word, one Lord, one Savior, Jesus Christ. And in him, through him, we are called to one purpose. Today, we are working together for peace. We are sending people from CPC and friends on a mission trip next month to Puerto Rico. And embodying the peacemaking of Christ, they are putting their backs into the work of restoration and healing through Presbyterian Disaster Assistance. And after commissioning during worship on November 10th, they will work for a week with the El Guasio camp in San Sebastian, where much is needed after the devastation of Hurricane Maria, which hit the island in 2017. Many of you heard from some of those members during the education hour this morning, and we will continue to listen to and learn and grow from their on-site experiences and from the relationships that they foster and develop. And as you have been invited, please come and share in the luncheon today after worship. Gather at a table of peace and fellowship. We are each making a long, long pole of support through prayer, through financial assistance, through words of encouragement, through listening ears, and may God grant this through changed lives. Through this work, we are affirming what we are meant to be and do. Peacemakers, peacemaking, looking out for the well-being of one another, particularly those who are vulnerable, who are suffering, who cry out for justice. Everyone has a part. Everyone has a part. Everyone is important. Peace begins with and within each one of us. As in our peace tale, everyone must contribute and do so fully. We are united in the love of Christ, citizens with the saints, members of the household of God. As one newspaper writer claimed this week, polarization is exhausting. And yes, friends, we are living in scary times. But as we come to this table, Christ's table, let this next peace tale awaken us to how we are to respond and how we are called to live. It is called Heaven and Hell. A man once asked to visit heaven and hell. When he reached hell, he was amazed to find people seated around a huge banquet table. The finest foods were piled high on the table. What a feast! Perhaps hell wasn't so bad after all. But when he looked closely at the diners, he saw that they were all starving, despite the food before them. You see, each diner had been given chopsticks, which were 3 feet long. There was no way they could carry the food to their mouths with these long chopsticks. No one could eat a bite. What a hell indeed to sit so close to a banquet and yet be unable to taste a morsel. The man was then taken to heaven to observe life there. To his surprise, he saw people seated around a banquet table in exactly the same situation. Each person had been given 3-foot-long chopsticks in heaven, too. But here, everyone was happily consuming the delicious food. The residents of heaven were using their yard-long chopsticks to feed each other. Friends, let us unite our hearts, our hands, our chopsticks with people from all over God's world as peacemakers called by Christ. And may God bless each and every peace tale that is our lives.